When I saw the headline, it immediately got my attention. It reads, "Deep illegally kept raccoon removed from Derby restaurant." I'm like, why is there a raccoon in a restaurant?
Ordering?
And it turns out that that may not be the real story. And Cheryl Bartone is on the show now. Her husband is the owner of the restaurant. And Cheryl, before we start with what happened, can we go back to how you and I started back in 2007?
I went on your show to help promote cancer awareness and raise money for the Tommy Fund because I lost my daughter to cancer. And we discussed things like that with Dr. Schifo to help raise money. It's just a bad time of year for me because this is right around the time she passed.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, when... because Sydney was seven, and there was really no kids in this area, at least my area, that have passed from a terminal cancer like that. It was a story when she got her cancer. And now apparently saving a baby raccoon is a story too, so I can't seem to win, apparently.
What happened? Did you have the raccoon inside the restaurant?
No. I had her outside. She had a whole habitat made. When we were at the restaurant, we have this whole big lot out back, and it's all woodsy. It's not much woods left because they keep building apartments and things like that. There's everything's outside. And we keep the back door kind of ajar at night because of the kitchen being hot. And there was barking and, like, I keep saying a scream, but it wasn't. It was just a very weird sound I've never heard before. So I ran out back, and there was, I don't know if they were actual dogs. I don't know what it was, but there was nothing left. And then I'm looking around, and there's this baby, this tiny live bean looking thing, this little thing. And she was stuck. She was scared. So I picked her up. And I tried to keep her and keep her better, make her better. Not keep her forever, but just help her. That's all I wanted to do was help her and make her better. I built her a habitat. She's never been near people. She's never been near other animals. And I did not want this to turn into this big thing. I just tried to help the animal. That's all I tried to do.
And she was the raccoon was never in the restaurant.
No. Well, when Deep took her, I had to bring her through the restaurant because they were not very nice. But I went out back and got her and brought her through the restaurant to give them to them. But that's it. And they kept saying this stuff, and they were making accusations that, oh, she doesn't have rabies. I've had her forever. She's never been near another creature. She's never had bad food. She's never been, like, in the woods by herself.
How old is she now?
She's got to be about 6 months now.
Okay.
But she's a baby. She's not this big, fat raccoon that I went in the woods and tried to domesticate. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going to get a raccoon. That's not what happened. I just tried to help. And no offense, if it was a snake, if she was a possum, if she was a coyote, I would have still helped her. If she's a living being, she's a life. And after losing Sydney, people don't help each other. He opened the restaurant to promote love and community and bringing back that sense of brotherhood, especially to Derby First. We've tried so hard to just be better because of losing Sydney. I tried to do everything in my power to help anything or anyone who I can of Sydney.
Where do you think the complaints came from?
I don't know. Someone could have seen her out back. I don't know. mistreated. She's not rabid. I didn't try to do anything wrong. I'm sorry.
And
I keep apologizing.
No, you shouldn't apologize. No. We're just listening.
They promised me. Yeah. When Deep came, I went out back to get love. And they said, just keep going. Just get her out of her habitat and just keep going. Because there's a driveway that's a whole lot in the back. I could have just ran. But they were like, no, we're going to rehabilitate her. So in my head somewhere, even though I knew that that's why I didn't want to tell anyone I had her to begin with, because I've heard so many horror stories in Connecticut, I said, all right, this is better. She'll be okay now. It's okay. And I thought it would be over. I truly thought that was it. It was over. And nothing. I didn't hear anything for days. And then a few days ago, I had gotten a phone call. And they said that it was an anonymous tip, and they were going to put Lila down because she was too docile. Oh. And she was too acclimated to humans. So we can't have
raccoons as pets in Connecticut?
No.
Wow.
She wasn't a pet. That's the thing. She wasn't a pet. She was just Lila. She was her own little entity. She wasn't wild. There's nothing wild about her. She almost died, and I saved her to be killed. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. I jeopardized everything. I didn't try to. This is not some. All I tried to do was help her. That was it. And it's turned into this fiasco, and I don't understand it. My family should not suffer for something I did.
Cheryl Bartone is on Bartone's Beats in Derby. The headline reads, illegally kept raccoon removed from Derby restaurant. Sounds like.
Because it's illegally. It's illegal to own a raccoon. It's just illegal. But I was going to let her go. But it wasn't time yet. She's still too small. That's it. She's still too small. She was not going to make winter by herself.
Yeah.
So I thought I was doing the right thing. I truly did. I help birds. I've had a snake. There's a squirrel in my backyard that used to knock on the window for peanuts because he was having trouble finding food, so I left nuts outside for him. So I just help because it's who I am. I'm not a hero. I'm not looking to be a poster child.
Are you a vet?
No, I'm just a mom. I'm just a mom. I'm just someone who just cares, I guess. I don't know how to. People have so much hate. Everybody hates everybody lately, and it's consuming. So I try to take the opposite road. If someone comes in the restaurant and they're hungry and I know they don't have it, I try to feed them. I don't promote that. I don't brag about it. But it's human kindness. It's what's wrong with being kind. I don't understand why we're being persecuted because of kindness when there's so much hate everywhere. We live in a world where people look at each other and they hate for no reason, at all. And that's not how we are. It's quite opposite for us. No matter who you are, we embrace you until there's a reason not to. And that goes across the board.
So Deep said they're going to put Lila down?
Deep hasn't said anything, to be honest with you. I haven't spoken with them. I was told from an anonymous tip through the rehabbers what was going on. So,
oh, yeah. Why wouldn't they just give it to one of those rehab places?
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't know. That's the point. I don't know any of that. That's all I did was I had her and I was helping her.
Yeah.
They took her. Then it's a tough time of year
for you to go through this coming up on the anniversary of Sydney's passing. This is just all sucks.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you on to just let everybody know that you didn't have a raccoon in the restaurant. That was a
no.
they wrote a clever headline to get people to click. So
yeah.
No, and that's the thing. And I understand, and I know the people who were trying, there's organizations trying to save Sydney. See, I got it. Lila, trying to save Lila. And I understand that. And I think it's commendable. And I do think that throwing the business up and telling them where the, you know, I get it. You want to save Lila. I want to save Lila. But in the process, they're hurting my husband and they're hurting the business. There's people saying horrible things, and it's just not true.
You know what I find helpful is you just don't read comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't read comments on social media, you find the world is a much better place because people to your face are one thing, and they could be different on social media.
Yeah,
but Cheryl,
well, also the I have to add, I have to answer the emails for the business, though. for their emails.
All right. Well, look, thanks for coming on. Keep us posted on what's happening. And, man, I'm sorry for your loss with Sydney.
Yeah, please take care.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a great holiday.
All right. Thank you. My heart is breaking for you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Cheryl Bartone.